Let's Talk Visionary Housing with Shane Bloom, who is the project leader of Team Mahale, which is a multidisciplinary team of researchers from across Sub-Saharan Africa and Stellenbosch University. And they've been reimagining housing post-COVID-19. With Shane, your media release says a return to the kraal. Good afternoon. What does that mean?
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Yeah.
The return to the kraal. How is that part of post-pandemic living?
Yeah, so basically, I think we're a Team Mahale, like you said, is a community of young professionals that's experimenting and exploring, you know, with net zero carbon buildings towards carbon neutrality. And so we're an interdisciplinary team, as you mentioned. And yeah, I think three things are mainly important for us in designing anything, and that's probably something between biomimicry, upcycling, and a courtyard topology, and that's probably what this call is referring to. You know, if you look at designs in typically Morocco, Riyadh, you know, those are around this courtyard topology, which is not just good for indoor climate regulation, but it also gives you extra security. It's like an open air space that ventilation comes from. So there's so many advantages to that.
How realistic is it, though, as a solution which can be introduced at scale?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at both. So recently, we took part in a competition in Morocco 2 years ago, and then recently in Cape Town, and both designs, you know, we were, like I said earlier, the biomimicry part of it is, I think we were trying to incorporate the way nature works into our designs and have it nature inspired, you know. So if you look at, for instance, the multifunctionality of a tree, I mean, those, if you look at a tree, the leaves literally generate energy from the sun. You know, the tree is built in a way that it takes water to the roots, and then it also shade, you know, provides shade. So the same with our design. I think in a context like South Africa, where there's a lot of sun and there's a lot of good climate, it's easy to use an overarching structure, and then especially if you use an alternative building method as containers, you could easily then have an overarching structure with solar PV integrated, have the, you know, the footprint being shaded by the overarching structure, and then of course have a courtyard topology, you know, do that with courtyards below that, and then
Okay, but let me go back to the original question then, and sort of perhaps try and frame it slightly differently. It's fantastic that you're out there on, to use the cliche, the cutting edge, thinking about and designing these things, thinking about being carbon neutral and thinking about how best to mimic what nature does well and allow humans to live in those spaces and do better themselves. But then to go back to that, how scalable is it? How much modification has to be done to these award-winning designs of model homes before they can be reproduced outside of the wealthy person with a sizable bit of ground doing this as a, not a vanity project, but as, you know, some, I've got the money, so let me do it.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely scalable. I mean, both designs, again, if you can either add to the design. I mean, if you take the design as it is, you can scale it to add more rooms. You can scale it to add vertical spaces. I mean, if you're talking about business scaling to produce multi, you know, amounts of houses like this.
No, I was more thinking of a new residential development. There's the city of Cape Town, as we expand outwards towards the fringes, there's 40 hectares. At the moment, if you drive past the one stop on the way to Somerset West, then you get this huge housing estate with very traditional apartment-style housing, which has been built there. could something be done on a space like that with this kind of design?
Well, it depends on the developer or the person that is interested in building the house, of course. I mean, there's many, many different typologies in this world that you can use. I mean, you can go for a classic Tuscan style in, that you use in Pretoria, or you can probably not anymore. But I mean, it's just a typology. So it is a way of looking at how you can integrate outdoor spaces with indoor spaces. And I mean, so is it scalable? Of course it is. Like, you can have a whole development with, it's just literally building around a courtyard and having outdoor spaces more integrated into your house and design.
It's sometimes quite difficult having these conversations when one is not able to look at a three-dimensional example and one has to try and imagine it. But people are able to look at this award-winning design. It's on display, I believe, at the Urban Park here in Greenpoint for the next week or so.
Yes, I was actually just about to tell you that it would be a good idea to maybe go and visit it, because I think it's, it will be easy to imagine if you've been there to see that it is very possible and it's not so far-fetched as it sounds. Because, I mean, the courtyard topology is not something that we've now thought up. It's something that's been around for ages. I mean, it's like a very old-school way of doing things. So, but, yes, it's at the Greenpoint Urban Park. And
I'll be there tomorrow morning. I can't wait to see it. Thanks for talking to us, Shane Bloom, project leader of Team Mahali.